Good evening, my dear listeners. You've had the misfortune of tuning in to the most terrifying show on the airwaves. Yes, my sweet listeners. Dr. Frightful jimmied open your screen door and now is in your kitchen, eating all your favorite snacks. Oh, how I've missed you, my dear listeners. I know you're probably busy, what with the most scary of seasons being upon us, but I live mostly alone in my lair, so this is pretty important to me. Your screams and tears sustain me, and I'm back to collect like an undead loan shark. I have quite the spooky story tonight. As always, I beg of you, please change the station. In fact, take your radio out back and call an exorcist. Don't hesitate. You're going to need an old priest and a young priest, a couple liters of holy water, and a lot of towels for the vomit. Go on. There's no hope in saving it anymore. Even by listening to my horrifying voice, it's already too late. Just Google exorcists. I'll wait. Industrial runoff. Good for what ails you. Couldn't find one, huh? Guess exorcists are a dying profession. Just like a Beanie Baby reseller, professional Pokemon Go player, or vape shop owner. Can't win them all, I guess. You might be thinking to yourself, hey, Dr. F, your voice is so much clearer on this episode. What gives? Well, thank you for noticing. I found two things to help out with my podcast floating down my ravine. One was a new microphone, which is nice. But the really good takeaway was the new set of vocal cords I pulled out of the cadaver holding the mic. A two-for-one deal on that one. Anyways, on to the episode. Tonight's tale comes to you from my good friend, Mames Avramenko. He's quite a sick, sad individual, and he trudged up this horrific tale from the depths of hell. Or, well, maybe it was the abyss. I can't really remember which is demons and which are devils. Whatever. What would you do if one day your sweet-faced child became possessed by a demon or a devil? It would probably be pretty spooky. You would certainly have to call an exorcist, but we've already established that would be very hard. Well, the young mother in our next story had one such issue, and being the good Catholic woman she is, called for an exorcist. We go now to the stormy evening in the small town of
Redacted,
where an old priest and a young priest come together to save the life of an innocent young soul. Prepare yourself, my dear listeners. Dr. Frightful presents Dead Languages.
Father Rudolph, it's you. Thank the Lord. We've been waiting for you.
Yes, my child. I am here now. All will be made right.
Father Rudolph, shall I take your coat?
Yes. Thank you, my son.
I'm pleased you could come. The situation is far out of my skills.
I'm glad you called. What was your name again?
Oh, I am Peter, Father. Just a local rector. And this is the mother of whom we spoke, Miss Peggy Booth.
Ah, yes, yes, of course. A pleasure. What a shame we could not meet under happier circumstances.
Indeed, Father.
And where is the child?
Upstairs. She's resting now. There's been no movement for some time.
Oh, it's horrible. I don't know what to do anymore. I feel like I'm going mad.
My child, we will set this right. We are on the side of angels, and we must never lose our faith.
Bless you, Father, for coming. Is there anything I can get for you?
A simple glass of water, I believe, would be all that I require for now. I shall prepare myself to observe the child. Come along, Paul.
Peter.
Indeed. My child, you wait here. The scene to come may be far too horrible for you to bear witness. I cannot be held responsible for the horrors this demon may produce.
Yes, Father. Very good. But, Father, what if I hear screaming?
Simply wait longer. The devil, you see, is a crafty jackrabbit. He's always seeking to trick us.
Yes, Father.
Father, the child has awakened. We must attend to her. Are you prepared?
I will be. The question that remains is, are you? As I prepare, tell me again what has happened here.
I was contacted by the mother about a week ago. She said her daughter had been exhibiting strange behavior.
Oh.
First swearing and acting out.
Oh, no.
And then it became more aggressive. Vomiting on images of Christ.
Oh.
Setting fires.
Oh.
She's begun to, well, to rot, it would appear.
Gross.
As if the demon inside is causing her body to decompose around her.
And you are certain we are dealing with a demon of some sort?
Yes, Father, very much so. When I was contacted, I did a cursory inspection of the girl. As I arrived, she lashed out at me violently. Then she spoke in a voice that could not possibly have been hers. It was as if something was living inside her, speaking through her.
I see. And have you done the preliminary work, said the prayers and such?
I've done all I can, but you must understand this is far out of the ordinary for us. It's far beyond my experience. This is why I felt it prudent to contact you.
Yes, yes, of course. You did well. I suppose I will just, take it from here, then, yes?
I'm right behind you, Father.
I've been waiting for you, Father.
Yes, I believe that is, in fact, a demon.
What are we to do, Father?
First, we pray.
Very good, Father.
Perhaps you would care to lead us.
Oh, of course, Father. Very, very good.
I just thought, you know, I should keep my strength up for the big stuff.
This is why you're the master. I'm just here to learn from you.
Very smart of you. Now then, the prayer.
Yes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be.
Prayers, it seems, may have little effect on this creature. Fetch me that glass of water now.
Here you are, Father.
Excellent. And another?
I should tell you, in preparing for the ritual tonight, I said some prayers over the pipes of the home. I thought any little thing could help.
Good thinking, my child. Holy water on tap. What a time to be alive. But for now, we must re-enter and attempt to quell this demonic situation.
Father, before we proceed, I must be sure. You have done this before, have you not?
My child, there is nothing to be afraid of.
Welcome back, Father. Won't you make yourself at home?
Good Lord! That's terrifying!
Father, the ceremony! We should proceed quickly! The prayers! Say the prayers!
Yes, yes, of course. The power of Christ compels you!
What's that?
The power of Christ compels you!
Compels me to what?
Pray with me, my son!
The power of Christ compels you!
Are we being real here? You're just going to repeat that line back to me.
The power of Christ compels you.
Is that all you have to face me with, you guys? I'm a demon, not just some mental illness you don't understand.
I had hoped it would not come to this, but it would seem I have no choice. I will recite the holy ancient language.
Oh no, not that. My one weakness, dead languages.
Ixnay? No, that's not it. Let me see. Anno Domine? Clotufera? No, not that.
Father, can I be of any service?
No. I've got it. I just have to find the right page is all. Here we are. I'll just put my reading glasses on and I'll read this. Because I'm the one who can read this. I can read it, I swear.
We all believe in you, Father.
Yeah, we believe in you, bud.
Right, then. No mine, Paris eats spiritual sangsters.
Father, you do know how to read Latin, don't you?
Of course I do. Why would you ask such a thing?
Because it really seems like you're having trouble with this one.
Silence, demon! I'll hear none of your lies! Exhaust? That can't be right. Exit? Exist?
Sound it out.
Ex-us-gat? Deus? Exuscastus? What does that even mean?
I believe it means arise God, and it's actually pronounced Deus.
Hey! Who's the exorcist here?
Fair. I'm just trying to help.
Thank you.
Of course.
Now, where was I? Sovad lel ek out ro katu drak der bleistef est gelb. Bonjour, comment ça va? Où est la bibliothèque?
Alright, that's enough. No more playing around. You've had your chance, but now I will unleash my powers. The time is nigh for dark horrors, an age of eternal darkness with me as the immortal ruler.
Father, please, we must do something.
But what?
Give me the Bible.
No, my son, you are too weak. It is lost. We are lost. We must escape while we can. You distract the demon. Well, I return to the church and make sure all the altar boys are packed. We'll make our way to the hills and start a new life. Join us if you can!
Oh, what a coward! But what's this? The old fool has dropped his Bible. I must finish the ceremony, no matter the cost. Everyone knows the power of thoughts and prayers is the most effective balm for unpreventable trauma. But for now, I must steel myself to combat this foe.
You think you have what it takes to defeat the Lord of Darkness, little mortal?
I must believe. I will prepare first a nice tall glass of holy water. Holy water. Now with as much lead as regular water in it, but it's in the taps of white people, so we're actually hearing about it.
Don't come near me with that!
I may just spill a little right here!
Kind priest, there isn't much time. That splash of refreshing lead-riddled holy water has momentarily freed me.
What must I do?
The only way to defeat the demon is to confuse it. You must make it feel as lost and as confused as if it were its first day at its junior high cafeteria. You remember how all the kids would... Oh no!
How the kids would what?
The demon returns! Remember, confuse it. Make it remember how scary Judah High was!
I have returned stronger than ever. Your little ploy only served to irritate me. Now I will destroy you!
Confuse it, huh? Well, I think I have one last trick up my sleeve. A little game the kids used to play on me. Hey, demon! Ouye, inkthe, ouye, Eddie Ray?
What? What was that?
Ine, hey, they! Amen, ove! Hey, they! Ave, fey!
My true weakness, hey, the bastard! I can't understand a word you're saying. Please stop. I'm so confused. Oh, I'm going back to hell, where I come from.
Oh my, is it over?
I think so. See to your daughter.
Oh my darling, it's over.
Mother?
Indeed it is. And now, as local rector, I must return to the church and hope to prevent any further tragedies from occurring.
Rector? I barely knew her.
Truly a classic, my darling. I'm so relieved to see you're already feeling better.
Indeed I am, Mother. Indeed I am.
Good evening, my dear listeners. Sorry about the delay. Old Dr. Frightful thought he had some more time before the episode ended. That was pretty spooky, wasn't it? I was rooting for the demon on that one. I mean, they just want to come into the mortal plane and cause unrelenting horror and suffering. What's wrong with that? Demons deserve that right. Hashtag, demons should be free to possess. If you are looking to be possessed by something very exciting, you should check out the latest episode of The Singing Detective, right here on the Dr. Frightful Podcast Network. The Singing Detective is like a carnivorous earwig that really gets in there and won't let go. You'll be gripped each week as the Singing Detective solves crime after crime with a .38 at his side and a song in his heart. Let's take a brief review of last week's episode.
Man, see? I did it, and I got away with it, and no one will ever figure it out, see?
I solved a crime!
Ooh, right in my patoot. See?
You did it again, the Singing Detective. You have some unusual methods, but you get results.
Thank you, Chief!
Wow, that was, something. Check out The Singing Detective, which comes out every Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, every bank holiday, and February 29th, only on the Dr. Frightful Podcast Network. Plugs are killing me. Well, my dear listeners, it has been a delight to chill your spines once more this evening. Dr. Frightful has to go clean all the zombies out of his Henderson brand zombie trap before it overflows. Remember, to keep your doors locked tight and your curtains drawn, just in case I, Dr. Frightful, come to your town. Especially if I'm looking for some new stories. Sleep well, sleep tight, and don't answer that knock on your mirror. Mirror You has nothing to say that you want to hear. Good night. Right.
Dead Languages was written by James Avramenko, directed and edited by Graham Kent, featuring the voice talents of Daniel Roy, Graham Kent, James Avramenko, Jenica Greenkey, and Graham Kent as Dr. Frightful. Dr. Frightful's theme and credit music performed by Connor Denemy and Joanna Arnott. Follow Buttered Ghost Theater on Instagram and Facebook for more details. Or email us at butteredghosttheater@gmail.com. Remember, that's theater with an R-E, not an E-R. Don't forget to rate us and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. Our podcast is created and recorded on Treaty 6 territory and is the homeland of the Cree, Soto, Métis, Dakota, Lakota, Nakota, and more. We at the podcast will continue to do our best to learn more about the people who have been here since time immemorial and the agreements that we all live under, together. And we encourage you to do the same. Thank you, and stay well.
Hey everybody, it's Graham coming at you with another podcast recommendation.
That was a weird voice to choose to do. Today's shout-out goes out to the writer of today's episode. He's a friend of the podcast, and he's a real good guy. His name, James Avramenko. And James is the creator of Friendless, which is a podcast where James unfriends each of his Facebook friends one-hour interview at a time. It's a great podcast. And the best part, there's two full seasons out right now. And season three started last week, which means that you have two seasons and two episodes to listen to. So go subscribe to Friendless. Link is in the description of this episode. Well, goodbye.
Without laughing. You can clearly hear you giggling.